फ्रेंड्स, वर्ल्ड क्लास मैन्युफैक्चरिंग चैप्टर नंबर 6 एंड द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज कानबान। व्हाट इज कानबान? कानबान जैपनीज प्रोनंसिएशन कामबान इज अ शेड्यूलिंग सिस्टम फॉर लीन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग। It's a very important part of lean manufacturing, Kanban. A Kanban system helps to avoid supply disruption and overstocking of goods at various stages of the manufacturing process. The aim is to achieve higher throughput with lower delivery lead times and limit the buildup of excess inventory at any point in production. We have discussed just in time. We have discussed lean manufacturing, and Kanban is a part of that. The aim is to achieve higher throughput with lower delivery lead times, limit the buildup of excess inventory at any point in production. Very, very important word, Kanban, which all of you should master. Limits on the number of attempts waiting at supply points are established. That means limits are established and then reduced as inefficiencies are identified and removed when a limit is exceeded. This point to an inefficiency that should be addressed. Now, Kanban is a combination of two Japanese words. Kan means sign, ban means board. It is a sign board, which is very transparently telling me what is going on in my production line. Kanban is an agile management method built on a philosophy of continuous improvement, where work attempts are pulled from a product backlog into steady flow of work. Again and again, these words are coming. Full production, flow of work. The framework is applied using Kanban boards, a form of visual project management. That means there will be a board on which Kanban cards are displayed. In a Kanban board, tasks represented as cards move through stages of work, represented as columns. That means there will be columns like this, and in these columns various cards are kept. That way the team can see where the work is in real time. For example, that board there will be cards where what is to be actually done. Second column, what is being done. Third column, what is already done. Then we know that some things are yet to be started, some things are going on, and some things are already done. So that transparently we know what is going on in my workshop. The Kanban method is a process to gradually improve whatever you do, whether it is software development, IT, operations, staffing, recruitment, marketing and sales, procurement, etc. Even in our own personal life, we should know how many things are to be done. For example, today is Sunday. I want to go out. So, I will list down what is to be done what is to be completed, what is urgent, but not yet done. So today I will do it. These are the things to be done. Then I will list down in the second column what is already going on. Some things I am already doing. For example, I want to write a letter to my company, which I am doing it right now on my laptop. And the third is, what is completed? How many things are completed till yesterday? How many things were there and I have completed them? So this is a beautiful thing, wonderful thing, which definitely in our company you have to do. In your personal life also you have to do. The Kanban method is an evolutionary, non-disruptive method that promotes gradual improvements to an organization's processes. A very, very transparent method. The first Kanban system was developed by Taiichi Ono for Toyota Automotive in Japan in 1940s. It was created as a simple planning system, the aim of which was to control and manage work and inventory at every stage of production optimally. The key reason for the development was inadequate productivity, inadequate efficiency of Toyota compared to American automotive rivals. Ono improved the Toyota production system by incorporating lean manufacturing and the new framework of transitioned Toyota manufacturing process from a push process. Earlier I have explained this. Push process means we were doing the production and doing the production and utilizing our machines and pushing the things towards the packing, but for which customer may not have given orders yet. We anticipated, or we assumed that customer give orders. We have, in anticipation of customer's orders, we have pushed our production. That was the earlier thing. Ono has converted this into a pull process. That means he says, unless you have customer's order, don't process anything. Don't simply assume that the forecast is that I will get the orders and I will keep on producing and create inventory. He said no. Get the order first and then only start manufacturing in a pull method, very fast in the line where pieces will flow continuously from machine number 1 to machine number 2 to machine number 3. Continuous flow of parts from operation number 1 to last operation we will deliver the material to the customer. Toyota could have a lower inventory level while being a competitive player. The core properties that characterize successful Kanban implementations, a list that has since grown into a more comprehensive set of 4 principles of Kanban and 6 Kanban practices. What are the 4 principles of Kanban? Start with what you do know. That means you don't innovate and think big things, big machines. In your operations, in your workshop, start with what you do know. Agree to pursue incremental evolutionary change. Respect the current process. Accept that this is my process. Accept that this is my role. Accept that this is my responsibility and titles, and encourage acts of leadership at all levels in the organization. Take leadership. The first one is particularly significant, as it would have been too disruptive, because we don't want to do any disruptive things. We have to do whatever on our existing process only. So, costly to change the modus operandi altogether. Kanban was designed to streamline existing systems. Let us look at the 4 principles of Kanban. Start with what you do now. Kanban recognizes value when it where it exists, addresses issues that hinder processes and outcomes. It considers workflows, roles, titles, responsibilities, communications, and any other component of the process. Clearly present the benefits: minimal disruption, maximizing efficiency, and maximizing cost savings. Agree to pursue incremental evolutionary change. The notion of continuous improvement is shared, as is delivering change in small, manageable increments. Kanban recognizes that big changes are hard to implement and are likely to meet resistance on the multiple fronts. Senior management is typically concerned about spiraling costs, while project teams feel that changes to their working practices may slow them down and affect quality. So, third is respect the current process. Respect the current roles and responsibilities and titles. The principle reinforces that Kanban is not a disrupting force taking over established operational models. Kanban is more of a compromise, gently improving legacy processes without changing the underlying framework. The objective is to gain support for Kanban in an environment where people may have a vested interest in established practices. This is particularly true for larger organizations where change is slower and harder to achieve. And then four is encourage acts of leadership at all levels. Kanban recognizes the power of collaboration, but also allows anyone to take ownership of an issue and address it. Armed with strong justification and data to back up an argument, anyone should be able to take action. By promoting a culture of safety, Kanban empowers team members to lead, take risks, and grow professionally. The Kanban system can be thought of as a signal and a response system. See, in the hotel, we are sitting. The waiter comes, he asks, then we say, okay, please give us 4 masala dosas. Then he takes that signal and gives in the inside where the masala dosas are being made. Then they make the masala dosas, give a signal to the waiter, then he goes in the kitchen, brings the masala dosa and gives it to the people. We get it after some time. Kanban system is similar only. The Kanban system can be thought of as a signal and response system. When an item is running low at an operational station, there will be a visual cue specifying how much to order from the supplier. The person using the parts makes the order for the quantity indicated by the Kanban, and the supplier provides the exact amount requested. It is like customer gives the order from the stores, the material is supplied to the customer. Then that Kanban card comes from the stores to the manufacturer. Then the manufacturer makes the item and supplies it to the stores. Then he sends the Kanban card to the earlier thing, the material stores, where the material is again supplied to the production, and then the store gives the Kanban card to the supplier who replenishes the material. So like that, continuous flow of parts. This is the example of a Kanban card. To do, the things are to be done. Things are in progress. Things are in quality control, that is inspection. These things are complete. As I earlier said, that this is the board on which cars are kept in columns, 4 columns. First column is to do. Second column is in progress. Third column is in quality control. Fourth column is the things which are completed. Rules of Kanban. The Kanban system creates extraordinary visibility to suppliers and buyers. Suppliers also know where the, what is the material, how much material is to be given. Everybody knows everything because the things are so transparent. As containers of parts or materials are emptied, cars appear, color-coded in order of priority, allowing the production and delivery of more before a holdup and shortage develops. A two-car system is often used. T-Kanban, that is transportation Kanban. T-Kanban transportation cards authorize the movement of containers to the next workstation. That means workstation number one has completed the job. Now please take this material to the next station. That is the T-Kanban cards. P-Kanban cards authorize the workstation to produce a fixed amount of products and order parts or materials once they have been sold or used. That means finished goods are lying in the finished goods stores. Customer takes that material, then there is no material in the finished goods stores. The Kanban card goes to the production. Then production makes the material and gives it to the finished goods stores. Then production will send the Kanban cards to the material stores. Material stores will replenish that material and send the Kanban card to the supplier. Then supplier will give that material to the material stores, and then supplier will produce that material for the next Kanban card, which has to be given to the material stores. Kanban requires company-wide buy-in. Buy-in means acceptance. Company-wide acceptance. Each department must be relied upon to perform their necessary tasks at specific time. That means as soon as the Kanban card comes, from production to the material stores, the material stores must immediately give that material to the production. Otherwise, there will be idle time. Equipment idle time will be there. So material must flow from supplier to the material stores, to production, to the finished goods stores, to customer. Continuously it must flow. Kanban requires company-wide buy-in. Each department must be relied upon to perform their necessary tasks at specific time in order to transition the process to further departments. The Kanban method has 6 core practices that define processes and how the team should be involved. Visualize workflows. In Kanban, the process must be visually depicted, whether by physical cards or leveraging technology and software. The idea is to clearly show what each step is, what expectations are. For example, one Kanban card can say, okay, I need 10 products, for 10 components, let us say, in 2 hours. Who will take that task? Today, inventory management software drives Kanban process. Limit WIP. The goal of Kanban is to minimize the work in progress, WIP. A company must internally assess the amount of WIP to be carried as it works through the Kanban process, which is tied to the number of people along the process. As the number of workers tied to a project reduce, so does the allowed quantity of items being worked on. That is WIP. Then, manage workflows. Here, everywhere the word is flow. It must flow continuously, piece by piece, component by component, continuously without any stoppage. Sometimes limitations are not met or goals are not achieved. In this case, it is up to the team to manage the workflow, better understand the deficiencies that must be overcome. The critical part of Kanban is to eliminate bottlenecks. Bottleneck means a machine where the capacity is very, very limited. So what will happen? From machine number one, material goes to the machine number two, which is a bottleneck. Then it will get stuck up there. So then what we have to do? We have to remove that bottleneck, increase the capacity, reduce the downtime. A critical part of Kanban is to eliminate bottlenecks prior to them occurring. Otherwise, bottlenecks will hold the production flow. As a process becomes more predictable, company will find it is easier to make commitments to customers or makes processes even more efficient by fully scaling back additional unused resources. Clearly defined policies. Departments can often easily understand the expectations placed on their teams. Kanban cards assigned to specific individuals clearly identify responsibilities for each task. That card clearly spells what is required, when it is required, how much it is required, and the people have to respond. B, by very clearly defining policies, each worker will understand what is expected of them, what checklist criteria must be met before completion, and what occurs during the transition between steps. Kanban core practices. Implement feedback loops. Companies often gather information, analyze how the process is flowing, and implement changes to improve the process flow. This feedback loop allows employees to continuously improve. Everybody has to improve. The feedback loop allows employees to continuously improve and make incremental, small improvements that are easier to adapt to. The Kanban approach is to understand failures early in the process and to correct them quickly. This allows the company to adapt to a correct path before the inefficiencies become a larger issue.